Everyone, let's settle down. Quiet, please. Quiet! Thank you. Look, I know it's the end of the day and you're all anxious to go outside and enjoy the unusually warm weather, but if I could have your attention for just a few moments, it would be much appreciated. Okay? Now, as I'm sure you're all aware, there have been some changes made to the policies regarding school dances. Whose phone is that? Okay, either someone claims it, or it's the entire class that's going to get a detention. Mr. Smith, I should have known. I'll take that. Come see me after class. We need to have a little chat about your performance.
Settle down.
Now, what was I saying? Oh, right, school dances. So you may have heard that because of the increasingly irresponsible behavior we've seen in conjunction with these school functions, that moving forward, couples are no longer allowed to attend or leave a school dance together. Look, I'm just the messenger. I wasn't part of the decision-making committee. However, this new rule isn't necessarily set in stone. In the same way your questionable actions led you here, a change in behavior could lead you out. Just think about it, okay? And let's finish your senior year on a good note, please. Mr. Smith, a word. Pull up a chair, Mr. Smith. We need to have a little chat. That's perfect. Right in front of my desk is fine. Now, I've noticed you've been a little distracted in class lately. Normally, you're an exceptionally bright student, mostly A's, the occasional B when you don't apply yourself, but your current grades, C's and D's, Mr. Smith? There's no excuse for this. And frankly, you're fucking up your average. Pardon my French. And what really boggles my mind is that this appears to be a phenomenon unique to my classroom. Why is that? Being your homeroom teacher, I have a vested interest in figuring this out. You don't mind if I sit on my desk, do you? I know it's a little unorthodox for a teacher, and I don't want to crowd your space or anything, but I think if we put our heads together, we can find a solution. Plus, these heels are killing me. Ugh, that feels so much better. Anyway, as much as I like you, your poor performance cannot go unchecked. I'd hate to have to punish you, but you're 18 now, Mr. Smith. It's time you learn there are Are you all right? You look a little pale. You're not sick, are you? Do you have a fever? Let me see. Oh no, it's no trouble at all. But you feel normal, although your breathing is a little labored and you're a little clammy, though that could just be the strange weather. Here, let me feel your neck. Everything feels fun. Oh my god. Mr. Smith, that is completely unacceptable. I'm sorry, I shouldn't have slapped you, but I'm your teacher. And that was wholly delicious. Inappropriate. Horribly wrong. I understand it's your hormones, but please, let's just pretend it never happened, okay? Back to your grades. So I've put together a set of extra credit assignments that should you complete within a specified period of time. Mr. Smith, my eyes are up here. Why are you looking at my blouse? Oh my gosh, don't look. I'm so sorry. They do that sometimes. Get hard. I have no control over it. It tends to happen when I'm aroused. Shit, I shouldn't have said that. Ugh, clearly this isn't a good time for a meeting. Let's reschedule for Monday, okay? Ugh, I should have my head back on straight by then. I don't think you want to do that, Mr. Smith. Slide your hand up my leg without asking my permission? Let's see how you like it. Well, seems like you like it quite a bit. What if I decided to squeeze you instead? Oh, looks like someone wants to come out and play. Is this why you've been so distracted in class lately? Have you been imagining what it would be like, the two of us? You dirty, dirty boy. I can't be too hard on you, though. I'd be lying if I said the thought had never crossed my mind. What it would feel like having your hands all over my body, squeezing my tits, rubbing my clit, and taking your cock into my mouth and sucking you. Ooh, I felt a little jerk. He likes that, does he? Take off your shirt. And your pants. Now sit. How about I put on a little show for you? Would you like that? You know, if I just untucked my blouse from my skirt. What if I unbuttoned it? Button by button. Until I let it slide off and on to the floor. Do you like my bra? I tend to wear my sexiest underwear when I teach. Could maybe call a little fetish of mine. It always keeps me just the teensiest bit aroused and wet in class. And I love the fact that no one has any idea. Although I guess now the cat's out of the bag. You know. But we'll just keep it our little secret, okay? What about if I now unzip my skirt? Push it down and let it fall to the floor. Till I'm standing in just my bra, my stockings, my panties. It's okay. Take a good look. I'll turn in a circle for you. Oh, you like my perky ass. And now, I'm going to slide down my stockings. Let's do this. I have to bend over. You get a nice good look at my tits, don't you? Do you like them? I bet you want to touch them, don't you? Not yet. Not yet. And now, as I unhook my bra. Oh, it feels so good to be free. And my nipples. Oh, look at how hard they are. Whoever would have thought. And last but not least, my panties. They're just the teensiest bit moist. And look at how hard you are. I'm quite flattered. All of that just for me. You know what? I think I'll just... Oh, Mr. Smith. You taste divine. Oh, you like that? Oh, and I'm sucking your cock. Oh, you're so hard. And so big. Oh, you taste so good. Oh, I can feel your balls getting heavier in my hand. Filling up with cum. Oh, God. Oh, you are so big. Oh, and your pre-cum. God. Oh, you are so close. I want to feel you shoot that cum inside me. Right here. Right on my desk. Would you like that? Well, then what are you waiting for? I don't give a fuck if anybody hears. I want your cock, and I want it now. Right here on my desk, baby. Oh, I want you to fuck me. I want you to take that cock. Oh, and slide it inside me, Mr. Smith. Oh, that's it. Oh, I know we shouldn't be doing this. Oh, because I'm your teacher. But I don't care. I want you. That's it. Oh, fuck me. I'm so wet for you. God, yes, fuck me. That's it. Pound me. You're such a dirty boy. Fucking your teacher in her classroom. On her desk. That means every time we have class, every time I look at you, I'm gonna imagine your fat cock stretching my pussy. You probably didn't even know that teachers could talk this dirty, did you? Well, I'm not just any teacher. Well, I can promise that after this, I'll be your favorite teacher. You'll be begging me for extra credit. And I can promise I will be more than happy to give it to you. As long as it involves my pussy and your cock. And you fucking me. That's it. That's it. Pound my pussy. I'm gonna come. That's it. Fuck me. Come. That's it. Come inside me. Come inside your teacher. That's it. This will be your extra credit. of it. Oh, God. Yes. Oh, God. Yes. Well, I guess I'll forget about you needing extra credit this time. Assuming you bring your grades up, of course. And if you fail to bring them back up, then I'll expect to see you here, same time, same place, for weekly study sessions. Until you bring them back up. Deal?